people talking things about and saying that's in English. When God is humiliated, then we people, why should we feel so when we are humiliated? How we feel, oh, we want to talk back and suppose, you know. So at that time you must think that how Baba must have
Baba, I read once, gave an example of this because the Mandali, you know, were so much upset about it and they wanted to ride back.
Answer back.
So, you know what Baba said? He said, you know, I see them all just like they're my own. I experience myself in them, and it's just like you can slap your own cheek or you can gently massage it. What difference does it make? It's your own hand.
Baba said that. Yes. Yes, Baba, some reason, I don't know, Baba said, no, and he, Mikey, it is doing kind of work. He's doing, this time is the time to write against me. Because he's, does not follow and love me, so he's not going to write nice things. And so at least he's writing my name and
remembering
me and making the others remember me in this way. It's good for them. All those who are now speaking behind my back, they all come and have my darshan. So don't worry, Baba told my mother. So my mother, after that, then she gave up the sort of worry, you know.
But the beauty is that he comes just at the moment when the world needs him most.
Yes.
And so he comes for just a hint, one, two, three people at first.
Gradually.
But so, for your sake too, that you could be just have so much time being with him also.
It is.
Because imagine if there were so many other people who loved him at that time.
But there's a handful.
Yeah. So it's good, she said.
Wonderful for you, for all of you that were so close, could spend so much time with him. And nobody else knew. Imagine, it's ridiculous.
You know, there was one thing I read about, Baba said about that people talking.
It is good that you went to that place, you know, the Colonel Irani's house. Those people are very against. They are the ones who, not instigate, what do you tell that, look at me, man, against my mother, she's going to calling a sadhu and saint and all this. So my uncle was very upset. Why is she going to sadhu and saint? What is she going to? She has everything now. Then he came down to, oh, she thinks her daughters, she wants her daughters to be married, and this way she get a good son-in-law. Something. All these things come in the mind, you know.
Not
just nice to say about it, but all everything was.
Just like Americans, they don't have any
it's
idea.
Very bad.
They don't. I said they reminded me just like of Jewish people or something. They don't have any idea about saints, sadhus, or anything.
No,
they don't have any idea. About.
But you had many in.
In the Jews? No, they don't.
Long ago.
Yeah, but the people nowadays, they don't
believe in
it. They don't believe
in
it. No, not at all.
Yeah, but they were
in the same way.
Who is
it? Moses.
Moses, yes. It was a sixth place, you love it.
Elijah.
But there's others also, me?
Huh? Elijah, Abraham. This King Solomon,
though.
The Mohammedans, that they don't believe these people are God. They just like they're prophets.
Yes.
The Jews are the same way. They think these people are prophets.
Your messenger.
Yes. So it's the same as Zoroastrians, that they don't feel that these people are God.
Yes, right. This Noah's Ark, where did it start from? Which place did Noah gather?
You know,
it's
in
Iraq somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Very beautiful. No? The story in the big boat. That means that must
true.
Have been like Mahapralaya, the destruction of the whole world.
Yeah.
And then again it started.
But Bhagavad Gita said that did happen.
But how many years and what? Anyway, the sky level was very. It was the same thing. No, everybody was thinking about Masaji, you think. But it fell somewhere and maybe too much fire and destruction and that, and maybe what Baba said, this is what is coming,
no?
But no, it was in the water and all that. But some pieces fell here and there on a farm, they say, and the farm was empty, they say. Nobody
Australia.
Was out.
They said that place is comparable with the Sahara Desert. It's so much unpopulated, as much as that whole area.
One of the servants at the pilgrim center said to me,
bye-bye. Skylab's going to pull us.
Here our servant said, what is that going to fall on us? Why? And they were all getting nice, all that. And then this machinery.
Ah, yes.
But it becomes very useful. Look at the train, how many can carry from one place to another. No, I mean, what do you call it? Carry not, I mean, take so many hundreds to one place, from Pune to Belgaum, wherever it is, Bangalore. It's a wonderful thing. It's like a giant. And same aeroplane and motor car.
We wouldn't have been
come,
able to come.
No. Because the times are now so that...
No.
Baba told Dr. Gani not to smoke so many cigarettes. Only one cigarette from now today. So this person, Gani was smoking too many cigarettes and he couldn't do that.
Virgin.
So he was very mistaken. What would you call that? Sort of distracting my only one cigarette. Sorry for the sir. The next day he came and said, Baba, may I have my cigarette? Just smoke my cigarette. Baba said, yes.
He was
told to smoke only one. So he took out a cigarette and he
said,
that's wrong. Baba said, what? No, not this. Baba said, Baba didn't let him smoke that cigarette because, of course, he had stuck the cigarette. Purposely, he had fun. He used to do that, and Baba liked it. All his
did you tell us once also Baba gave you a test?
Yes.
Where was that?
We went to Igatpur, you know, Nasik, we were there. And we were, how do you say, not at home, and how do you say that?
And he was there.
Then just went for fun.
In that area,
Baba sent to the cigarette
and
then
visited
and
he
blew on it, and then he passed on me, and then my sister, and everybody. Baba said, take two lips and
puffs.
So and here we were, so Baba liked the fun. You we were coughing and smoking, joking, and now laughing. And so no, do it again. No, Baba, no, very well. So, then one by one, it was fun. We all sitting around Baba and each one the same cigarette, and Baba had fun seeing each one smoke and choke on the cigarette. Because it was new to us. We didn't know how to take the smoke in. So go to IIS and then you know where it went. Baba liked that fun.
Not beaties. Not beaties.
No, white cigarette, red cigarette. Some Monday had it in there.
I don't see
it. Baba used to chew pan, but I don't think he ever smoked beaties, did he?
No beaties. But pan, Baba ate lots of pan.
But pan is good for you.
Not
pan
too much.
Is good.
Not so much.
But I don't know. If it continues, means. The whole day, two, three, four times, then it stays in the teeth.
It wears on the wire.
Brush your teeth well. Otherwise, when we eat pan, we eat pan many times, but it does not stay in the teeth. Because once after done with it, but not here, we don't. I'm going to send for pan. That's too much luxury. And we don't want it. But then we go to upper press or sometimes. If Kokila comes, he brings bhajjas and there's been some pan, like that. Pan is very good, you know, the leaf itself, and the ingredients inside is the clove and cardamom and this, what do you call that? The seeds.
Anise
seeds. A few of that, then those are kind of green leaves in it, that is very good. And also, so all nice things are, then tuna and says, my grace doesn't take 1 second to make one godly rice. But that grace has to come.
We should go for
yes, come on.
All the time? He's saying, you know, Pakistan. And as Rana goes by, she looks at Rana and says, Pakistan! And Rana gives her one look. She says, what does it matter with Pakistan? And another time, she comes in half asleep at tea time. And she tells Mara, you know, and she said, this cake for tea is something that we don't usually have. And she says, cake! And I start clapping so loudly and it wakes her up. You don't make a noise if you keep quiet.
Well, Mary, would you all listen to the radio, like even when Bob would be in that room? No, he would be in the room. Would you be able to listen to the radio just like here in the living room?
We could go to the dining room and shut the door and listen to very slowly. Very slowly.
Really? On Baba's bed, did Baba put a sheet around his bed sometimes on top of the mosquito net? It wasn't for darkness or anything?
Huh?
It wasn't to keep dark inside?
No.
Just for draft?
Just for the head. So, the draft, let it go. No, light inside the hurricane lantern outside. And through the window glass, they light it from the bed already. What do you call it? Not a bright light, dim light, and so on. Anyone who has to stand outside Baba's window, there's a lamp. Inside there would be a hurricane lantern, and that light would just be protection for those country to see what Baba wants to see.
Yeah.
And so then, on the table, there would be from this window a shaft of light, and from this window a shaft of light. So you could see it when Baba's away, you can also take something. So the light was from the window of that, and then if you want to give Baba water, water has to last in next summer.
She wants to get those.
Put it on the side, right?
Here, you can.
Here.
It goes beautifully with the shirt she has on.
Yes. You go from this side and you see where the Christ little trees, you know. They find it, see on the leaves, but somewhere here there, Christ little flowers. Some 8 days of fall, there were 20 all to bloom. They were so lovely. And I said, what's your suggestion? Because you can't see it in the daytime. It had to be the night, the flower. The next day, they're all on the tree with lovely, white, yellow, with pink, sweet leather. And they're all on the tree like a streamers, what do you call it? Streamers. But then we forgot English was that. And then we put it. So now new ones have come out. I said, no. Bob wants you to see. But then, of course, you can't see them. But the buds are also very amusing. The way they're growing from the
leaf. From the leaf, yeah. It's amazing.
Nice thing. And the words are. How was the dead? I hope I'm going to get my
Who wants a ribbon?
Christ is, if you go from this side, you will see where the Christ is, you know, the tree. Try to find buds going, how they're going from the leaves. They look very pretty or interesting.
That's right.
Cute. You know, but what I want to say is we have a grafting of this tree. Do you want it in your garden in Pilgrim? Center of the garden? Yes, we have a nice bell growing graft. In fact, two smaller ones.
but it's a good one.
Mm-hmm. So it's I think it's safe there because only the leaves are there. Very roughly handled or pushed around, they break like, you know, they're like cucumber. They're not. What do you call them?
Pine wood.
Should it be planted in a sunny place or a shady place?
No, it doesn't matter. It's over here. It's half shade, half sun. So it doesn't suffer in summertime and not too much watering and whatever. It's nice to have half shade and half sun, half shade and half sunshine. Then it is quite safe. But I don't know. Quite in the sun, it may grow. Maybe you can keep it in the flap or see if it's not thriving in the sun, then you can shift it in where there's a bit of shade. You can grow the flap or the top is here, or some flap or some other soil. It has to be large flap. Afternoon?
No, I was trying to make some signs and I couldn't do it.
Signs? What signs?
For the, about washing hands.
Board. What is board? Non-board, it's like good.
Notices
sometimes. Is someone that gets to read it?
In the library, we tried moving some of the signs around closer to
the What is that person do? No. He wants to come to Barbara's now? No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above.
Massage his feet, of course. Okay. Wait for the evening and then go in. Yes, he did. He said that he used to sit around with all of us. The men love it. And then the stores, some of his chairs. Baba's parents keep telling him a funny story. And I never knew a funny story. And if I did, I don't think I could make Baba laugh. But anyway, we had to tell him. So the others would tell him a very short story. And every day when we, again, we're massaging our feet, Baba said, now tell me a funny story. So the girls would say, Baba, we only know the story we told you yesterday. Baba said, yes, today the same story. No, no, again the girls would say, tell Baba the same story that you each one tell me. Baba enjoyed them just as much as he enjoyed the first day. And so, like a child, you know, like a school boy, you call him, or whatever. So young and beautiful, so lovely is nature, very happy, cheerful nature, Baba. Yes, no. No, another song.
Baba, come.
Long back.
Long ago. Okay. I'm 7 and 8. Mm-hmm. I was 8 when my father died.
Okay.
So, yeah, we still had much enjoyment and fun when my father was alive. He loved everything, enjoying.
Yeah. Was he like a person who would make jokes and things?
Not in lightweight, but he loved the humor and all that and so on. He loved gramophone records at the music, you know, funny, and you know, the Gujarati, we have concert and plays in Bombay and certain days, and then Parsi, what do you call it? Parsi feast days. And they have land plays on the public, you know, in the public and stage. From that, the funny songs are taken down on the records, and those records some used to have, and many used to write because they came from work very tired, all day in the sun. And on the leg and feet and what that. But he used to ride the horses also, and camels and all that. And I rode camels when I was 4 years old. I sat behind him like a monkey. And the camera was so tall, but I didn't fall off anyway. He was quite confident that I wouldn't fall off. He just told me to hold on tight and don't fall. That's all. Yeah. But it was real fun. The camera shot, you know, it's very smooth and beautiful. But when you walk, it then finishes. If your eyes are going coming out.
Wait, is elephant like that?
Huh?
An elephant?
No.
No, but it goes very slow.
Is an elephant
drops fast.
When you ride an elephant, is it like that
also? Oh, yes. And he's awful. It's just name you rode an elephant, but you don't enjoy it. You're just on top, shaking away at this. Well, I don't find any enjoyment. Because once we were in Kona and Baba told us we can go to Peshwa Park, and the Kitty was there. So Kitty said, oh, let us ride the elephant there. All the children are there riding, so we also do it. Just children and children. Mm-hmm. It's all right, nice, they're not men. So we all got on the elephant, you know. And half the way, the elephant is very quiet. And all. Katie, I don't know why. She said, man. I said, now next time I'll never ride
with you.
Katie, please. She said, huh? You see, the elephant getting, it's upset. You see, it's all the hair on his head
standing
up. I said, yeah, all the hair is standing up. He's angry. And if he throws us all down, where will he be? You know, falling from top like that. And then he ran him up. He said, run him up for the bird.
Oh, my God.
All sorts of things. Sitting on, instead of enjoying the ride, yes, she was making me also scared and nervous. And when we came home, told Baba, Baba, have a good laugh. And from that day, again, once more, we said, that was when Bombay people came. So we had a ride.
That was the only time.
Yeah, did you? I don't know what to tell you. Well, when Anu and her friend were in there, we girls were got down and the others were from Bombay. I don't know what to say. Anyway, they were on the thing, on the elephant. But the elephant wouldn't go further. And the mouth was there. Was he forward? No, it was going round and round. For Alu and her friends and her other cousin, they all just stay on top of
them. Oh no!
And then, oh, what a fall! We stand around and then we all shouted, rush away, far away. It's good we didn't. You know, it came stronger and stronger, and after that, so then we got fun of
them.
We teased them. And that's the last ride we had on elephant.
But you know, elephants are like that.
Hmm?
They are. Elephants are like that. When I was in Hamirpur with Chagan, I got to ride on an elephant there. He put us on the elephant, and we went around the little villages in the Ronda.
Yeah.
And afterwards, we wanted to get our picture taken with the elephant and with those Indian Bob lovers in the Ronda and like that. And so, we were standing behind the elephant. Did your father teach you horse riding?
Father riding, yes. That's when we were 6 years old. And then I came to school every time we had a new pony to ride. Because we had to change places. You know what we call it? Transfer to this place. And then, of course, the Gorawalas were new and the pony were new. They always were reprimanded. And then they were born. They see that we don't fall off more.
Yeah.
Right? Naturally, they knew how to ride. If Brady Magister's horse had trot, the man would trot, you know, the horse all of a sudden started running, you know. Yeah. I was stuck on. But we didn't fall off. But twice a mishap happened. Once to my sister, once to me. Both times we were saved by the skin of the teeth, as you would say. What happened naturally? You know, first we were, and we were going through, you know. We are in the city, we are always in forests here, there, open grounds, and very pretty, lovely places also, and so on. And then I coming home, and there was a hillock. It's not sharp, but round, on the top is flat, and it goes down sloping. Mm-hmm. So the Gorawalas by the why they've gotten ahead for us to climb this hill and then go down like that. So we climbed very nicely, and on the top, and then we came down the slope. My sister is the horse, found, how do you say, very easy to go down, yeah. Sort of, you caught speed.
Mm.
And speed means sort of galloping. Mm. And galloping down the slope is not for a new rider. So my sister, she lost her seat on the saddle. She came bumping in front, and she got on his neck.
Yeah.
But then she remembered what to do. She got hold of his neck tight and then she dangled between his two legs in the front.
She was less than 11 and a half years old.
Just imagine. Alright, then what happened with me was this. The next day, we're going to this nice forest. The trees are low, branches and all that. The tall trees, also low trees and all that. A thick forest means not so thick, they're far apart the trees there. So when we came to the edge of the forest, and now that's the other side is our tent. We were in the tent that day. The government surprised you with tents. We put them for decoration this year. Then, when we came through the forest, again, these people, the horses are quiet, they're going, so they do not hold the horse, they hold it. And so they're going very nicely. The horse and the horse, remember, oh, beyond the forest is this stable. You know, after the finish, there's our home, the home is there. They're getting the horse sense and go, I don't know how it started galloping, all of a sudden, it was good, I got, I didn't lose my seat. And it galloped at me, but I wouldn't have fallen. But what happened was, I had a sun around my head. And a branch came straight like this. But the horse wasn't, I could not control.
Yeah.
I was a child, you know.
Yeah.
So they went on the tree with this thing. I ducked. Otherwise, it got hurt my head here. I ducked. And that time, it caught in my topi, in the hat. And it was just pulled away fast. So the strap was here, and he was strangling. The strap was here. The strap broke, the topi got stuck in the thing around there. And I went with the horse with bare hands and everything. But I caught on like a monkey and he fell down. That was another mishap, but both times we were safe.
But we didn't
tell our parents to scold the person.
No.
It wasn't in Pune, was it?
But
outside forest.
Very far away, Gujarat. Marwar, Kutch Gujarat, Miraval, Junagadh, and many other places, Dainu and
Dhanu.
Bombay, Dainu, yeah, many places.
That's Hana.
Very lovely place.
Mm.
Dainu, it's lush fruit garden.
Yeah.
Most of the gardens belong to Iran, they're very fond of fruits. So they grow orchards, and those fruits come to Bombay.
Miraval in Iran?
What do you call it? Grapefruit?
Chikuz. Yeah, that is weird.
Sendada. It's like pink in West Night.
Yeah, Sendada.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Very
you know?
Delicious.
And
that has very strong smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sendada.
But like Mozambique is like
it's a better
come out. That's right.
Sendada.
Sendada is good. But we call it a different name. I forget now which are because we don't eat it and don't remember the name.
I remember once you said, you know, I want to buy and I said no.
I think it's cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
It's white cantaloupe, maybe.
I don't know what cantaloupe is. I haven't seen the fruit. What is it?
Inside is a little bit orangish color.
Big, big sense.
No, it's like a melon.
It's like,
you know what?
Oh, muskmelon.
Muskmelon.
Yeah, that's it. That's a lovely thing. That can be having in Amarnath in summertime.
Yeah.
Very delicious. The two kinds you get. The two kinds.
Did Baba like those melons?
Yes, he liked it.
Watermelon.
But, he would take it, not eat too much of it.
What about the Kalinga? Would he eat that?
Yes, in the olden time, you know, when he first came to stay here, also 1944, 45. Till then, he had Kalinga in summertime. He used to have them sent in, you know, 5, 6 of them, and put them all under the bed. There was no place for them, you know. So after that, then one day, and the day that Baba was feeling very hot and warm outside talking to him, in summertime, March and April, so then Baba was coming with the cutting, so we wash it clean and then just put a carpet on the floor and we all sit around with Baba.
Oh,
slices, Baba used to cut it, and so business like Baba and Sister, make chairs and all. We could just four of us in Baba, Nehru, Master, Mali, and maybe another. I don't remember who it was. Margaret was here. And Baba Sylvan is doing the calling, and Baba is doing the spoon and all that. But after that, up to 3 years, after Baba was talking to it was too cooling the effect.
I see.
We found it.
I see.
And then we love them. We love them, we could eat it. Baba liked them, we could eat it. So, Baba's really good. After Baba has some. Then she, Baba asked me, you eat just as I did. Same as I did, but I was so sweet about her, you know. And that was really beautiful. And that was like others. Yes, what else do you have to tell me?
I was thinking there, Gary was telling me yesterday we were talking about Russia.
He said, and the ashram didn't have anything. So when something really nice, Baba brought mango. Oh, mango, it sounds so beautiful, it's so delicious and all that. Yeah, when mango's on the table, nobody cares. You cut in the morning. Plenty of people don't care for Jai Baba. Bob, yesterday you were standing in front of the Baba's photo, but I had to shut my dressing room door. And I was about to. So I said Jai Baba and then shut the door.
Yes.
But I felt that you would feel uncertain. Is this okay?
Absolutely.
He was probably so happy.
No, I was in a hurry. I didn't shut the door. Then I said, Bob, I said, Jai Baba, I didn't shut the door. But then afterwards, I thought of it that I should have shut the door, but I had to because it opened as a room. And, you know, what it is. Cotton flies and Baba's coat and flowers, everything gets entangled.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was so happy to see you.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Which coat? That on the tree?
No, photo
inside Baba's room.
Inside, really, the Baba's photo and flowers. And my dressing room is just near the dressing room, bathroom, whatever you call it. We don't say bathroom, it doesn't sound nice, but we call it. No, it's a simple name. Mori means nothing. No, but then bathroom means
latrine.
A tent nature also.
Mori means a place you take a bath.
Absolutely.
So here they call it bathroom.
I call it a dressing room.
That sounds much better.
Yeah, dressing room. So then, it is a dressing room. I have my own clothes there. I'm looking glass, everything. I do my hair there. I don't do it in my bedroom anymore. What I want to say, so, what did you ask me?
The photos.
That tree, whether it was the tree.
No, the photos.
That has probably faded away.
No, it's not faded away. But making little changes, that is. The scabs have come out. Right. The tree has a way of shedding its old bark.
Hmm.
And so that's why. In name, not so, what do you call it? Clear, not clear, but you say,
sharp, not so distinct right now.
Not as perfect as it used to be 7 years back. But it has this, what should I say now? The fear on the tree like this, that is over now, you know. What reason Baba had that?
Yes.
To show? So, what I want to say is that 7 years it stayed very beautiful, but since that afterwards it started to shed its bark and so, little changes, but it's still there.
Hmm.
When did that appear? When did you pray?
69, after we came from Pune in July, and after we finished Science Day. I was standing in the window, and then I saw it first. I didn't see standing in the window because the bark is always there. What to look at the bark? I was looking at the plants facing Baba's garden there, looking there at the bird, looking at the bark. Then before turning away, actually my eyes were drawn to the bark of the tree, and then I saw Baba's face of it. By that time, I think Baba died in a place like this, and money came along. So money, I showed him money, and the money, and all the girls were called. And then it was still there. So the next day we called the money to see. Then after 1 month, money told me to take a picture, but rather late, but it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she just sent them to the West. You know, we were all very happy. So you know, wonderful.
Yeah.
You found this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Dom has Baba's image on the tree.
Yeah,
look for
it.
Can I go to
Baba? Yeah, I tried to see it today, but I didn't have my glasses.
No, there are leaves or something comes in the way.
It's much different than that.
Yes, in a different way. It's like a drawing.
Yes, like a
that's the ours is like.
I mean, this is perfect.
Yeah, perfect. But this tree has a way of shedding its old bark. What do you do about it? It served its purpose, you know, because I was very sad in Sababa's case of seeing how lovely it was. See how lovely and clear it was? But this part of the skin was dry, that's what that came up first. It was a growing tree. Yeah. If it was on a stone or something different, but this being a growing tree made a change of it. See how it is?
Yeah. Oh,
wow. So perfect. You see, like a plant up in here. Yeah. And
you know,
there's a guy, Baba has something wearing on his head. Oh my, two sticks.
Would Baba relish tea?
Oh yes,
Baba's picture.
He coffee, don't he? Two of yeah, maybe made it at a fire, and then came and said, I like to mix it with milk and tea and sugar, and pour it in there.
Mayor, was it regular dood chai or tea like you make?
Yes,
there was a little, little masala or a little... No masala.
Then you pour the drink in the cup and you must know how much milk Baba likes, how much sugar Baba likes.
In the afternoon also? Baba would take tea in the afternoon?
No, it happened that when he washed his hair in the afternoon, then he stood on the dining room, that time when he was drying his hair, I would never let his hair down to come to me. So we used to have a person,
stove,
and a very much used kerchief I gave one to put two together. He heat on the flame and then warm kerchief to rub his hand back in the air.
Once you saw when Baba's hair was washed, it was like a halo around him.
That was more in Mehrabad. Mehrabad when he was 13.
Would he wear his hair loose like that?
And then plenty of hair and breath and being curly hair, you know, really. And fine quality in the brown, golden brown hair. So and the breast is fluffy all around. It's very beautiful on his shoulders. Even in Mehrabad, you know, it's bothering about gentlemen's hands, ears. So for quite many years, Baba had his hair open. 1935, Baba had been playing if you don't notice them.
Put it down. I think you need a bigger spoon.
You want to sit over by the tea table?
You won't be able to reach here. Looking, I was trying to see her, you know, how she was calling Baba's hair. Can you go to Prasad? I was always trying to see you.
Yeah.
How you were in the calling Baba.
In the
and
morning.
Very carefully.
Yeah. In the morning.
Yeah, in the morning.
Bigger spoon.
Program. Yes. And eat them. Yes, so they prepare special food. contact with what you call Harijan, they record ourselves, and Hindu, Brahmin, Marathas, or whatever, how do you say, sponsors of their
high class.
They're high class people, you know, so they're a separate thing. Baba Sri ever seen. I will say, but then flowers in this marriage. And so, Baba, for the service, and your place is here, Baba, and so they have the Baba's plate in the quality, you know, so Thali. It was amongst the high class people, the Brahmins, the Marathas, and all that. And the low class people, the Brahma Harijan, yeah. Baba came and saw the food and saw the people. He took his plate and went and sat among the Harijan ladies with them. Show these people that the Baba and these people as much for them as the Brahmins. They shouldn't be too proud. That's one time I remember. The other time I they show in the film, you know,
he's going through the lane. And then he meets all the little children.
Did he ever take you off? He didn't much love the
Did he ever take you off to the village?
No. Three cars go to the village. We don't take part in the village. We sit also.
Okay.
You don't need to go to the village. Last time that Baba stayed there for a month or so, they kept away from the village. Baba in the night, white sala. How can you be safe when you cross the like a well taken to the same after the passes of the fire? Very, very naturally, they gave the Baba.
Just recently, they just started to. They've sort of woken up just in the last
3 months.
That was a very beautiful cinema house, wasn't it?
Yeah, that is it.
No, but there's one photo with some people standing in front of it, and it's, it looks so beautiful.
Yeah, but now it's it doesn't look like anything.
Oh, it's still there.
There's another cinema built next to it, or in front of it, something like that, I hear. And it's in the back.
It's still called
Circle? Changes are taking place in that cinema.
It's still called?
Oh, it's crowded there also. There's too many people in the
spot. Oh, it's
come.
He has a little daughter named Laila, by the way.